So we saw yesterday, by way of introduction to our Gemara. One second, is the picture not as clear as it should be? We saw yesterday the Mishnah, which discussed the Beis Din of 23. The Beis Din of 23. So how did we get to the magic number 23? Because we said we have to have 10 and 10. V'shoftu ho'edo v'hitzilu ho'edo. You always have to have a potential minimum baseline of 10 saying guilty, saying 10 saying innocent. Not that they have to say that. You always have to have the possibility, the numbers that would allow 10 to say guilty, 10 to say innocent. Then we had the psukim, where we learned you've got to add an extra 3 to that 20 to get to 23. How did we arrive at that conclusion? Because, remember, we had the stira and the psukim, and the bottom line was the majority needed for a guilty verdict is not the same as the majority needed for a innocent verdict. So for a guilty verdict, we would require at least a majority of 2. On top of the 20 that we've already established that we need, we would need to have a possibility of having a majority of 2, not 1. If we only needed a majority of 1, so we'd have 21 dayanim, then you could have 11, 10. But because we learn from the psukim that you've got to be able to have a majority of 2, I've got to now add a second dayan to get me up to 22, so that in theory, the final tally could be 12, 10. That would be a majority of 2, but I don't want to be left off with an even number Beis Din, and therefore I've got to add 1 to get to the magic number 23. So have a look. We did see the Mishnah, but we didn't see the Rashi yet. So have a look at that Rashi on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the very last Rashi on the Omnus. The very, very last Rashi. Loi kahatoyoscha. Not the way you lean towards guilty would be the way you lean towards innocent. So if you have that last Rashi on the Omnus, loi kahatoyoscha. Achrei rabim lezakois. Following the majority to make the person innocent, it's not the same way as ani oimer lecha lintois achrei rabim lechoiva. The way that you would follow lintois means to lean. The way that you would lean, follow the majority for choiva, is not the same way as you would do so for a zechus. Even though I might think that there should be one rule for both. If you follow the majority, you follow the majority, even the most slim majority, even of one dayan. Well, if it suffices for an innocent verdict, why should it not suffice also for a guilty verdict? And that's the chiddush, that no, there's a different margin that's required for a guilty verdict than that for an innocent victim, innocent verdict. So Rashi explains. Hello, because rather the way it works is as follows. Lizkois, if you want to find the person innocent, then I'll pi echod, even in accordance with one, the most slim of majorities, i.e., afilu, even if ein yeserin, there is no more mazakin al hamachayvin. There's no more dayonim who are saying innocent than there are guilty elo echod, only one more. So the margin here is extremely thin. Nevertheless, zako, he becomes innocent. Avol l'chayva, then I need the margin to be bigger. Ad sheyu mechayvin, until the guilty sayers, Oidfin, they outnumber alamazakin shnayim. They've got to outnumber the innocent sayers by two. V'hochi ka'omar, and this is therefore the way that the pasuk has to be read. Loi tia acharei rabim lerois. Remember that first pasuk. Literal translation of that pasuk, which is what got us in a mess, and we've subsequently now changed our understanding. The literal translation of that pasuk was what? Do not follow the majority for guilty. It sounded like you actually need a unanimous verdict to proclaim him guilty. But we have backtracked from that. It's not true. You do follow the majority for a guilty verdict. So what does the Torah mean when it says, don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict? It doesn't mean don't completely. It means don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict in the same way as you would follow an innocent verdict majority. That's what it means. So again, not that it's a general rule that we do not follow the majority for a guilty verdict. We jolly well do. But we don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict in the identical manner to the way that we would follow the majority for an innocent verdict. That's what the pasuk is saying. So let's read that again. It says Rashi, V'hochi koma, this is what it means. Loi tia achei rabim lerois, quote unquote, al pi echot. That's what it means. You don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict if it is only a margin of one. Avol acharei rabim bishnayim. But if, however, the majority have a margin of two, then you would follow them afilu lerois. So this is a very, very, very important interpretation of the pasuk, because when you open up the Chumash, if you translate literally, it does not sound like this. If you literally translate the pasuk, what does the Torah sound like it's saying? Do not follow the majority for a guilty verdict. Well, how do I ever produce somebody a guilty verdict? Sounds like I've got to have 100% unanimous decision. It turns out that's not what the Torah means. I do not need a unanimous decision. A roiv does suffice. So what does the Torah mean when it says don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict? Don't follow them in the same way as you'd follow an innocent majority. In order to produce the guy innocent, to proclaim it innocent, then a majority of one is necessary. For guilty, it's not. You've got to have a majority of at least two. Says Rashi, therefore, on the bottom line. Hilkoch, therefore, al korcho. We are therefore forced to say we have no choice. That chof base bo'inon. We must therefore push up the numbers. Remember, we're already up to 20. We must require 22. Excuse me. Love. Why? Thank you. Why must we have 22? Because the botzir means less. The botzir me'asara mazakin, less than 10, remember, was never an option. Excuse me. The botzir me'asara mazakin, because less than 10 dayonim saying innocent, lekalameira, that you cannot say. The Hoksiv, because it is written, quote unquote, v'hitzilu ha'edah. And v'hitzilu ha'edah, we've already established that how much is an edah? An edah is 10. So if an edah is 10, we do not have an option of having less than 10 innocent dayanim. So therefore, it's very simple mathematics. If I have to have a minimum of 10 innocent judges, and I've got to have the option of a minimum of a majority of 2 for a guilty verdict, well, corresponding to 10, I need another 12. Therefore, says Rashi in conclusion, v'su loy mishkachas chayva. You will then not find the possibility of having a guilty verdict Botzir miyud beis, anything less than an additional 12 judges. So it's 10 minimum who could, in theory, say innocent. It's 12 to say guilty. You're up to 22. And then we always have to round it up to get an odd number. And that is how we get to the magic number 23. Yes.
Until they prove a person to be guilty, isn't he innocent?
Yes.
So why don't they just say, in order to prove a person guilty, here's what you need, 23 or 2. Why is this, in order to prove him innocent, you need this? He's innocent until you bring 23 and prove him guilty.
That's not quite correct. He's innocent until you've started the trial. Once you've started the trial, we're going to have to make a majority decision.
No, but if they don't have 23 that can prove him guilty, he's lechora innocent.
No, he's not, because I don't need 23 to guilty. If 15 say innocent, then that will 15 say guilty, that's enough.
Okay, so let's say even 15. So why can't they just say, if you don't find 15 that say guilty, he's innocent? Why do they have to say, here's what it is for innocent, here's what it is for guilty? If you don't find 15 to prove him guilty, the man remains innocent.
What does 15 mean? 15, I don't need 15 to say innocent.
Whatever the number is to say guilty.
I don't need a certain number. I need a certain majority. I need a majority.
Okay. So whatever that majority is for guilty, until that number is reached, he's innocent.
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. But if it says, v'etzilu ho'edo, so I know I've got to have the possibility of 10 declaring innocent. I cannot have an abstainer. What do I do if a Dayan abstains? That we'll see in a moment. But the assumption at the moment is my entire Beis Din have to cast their vote and then I take a majority. Yeah.
Just to add to that, you could still have a situation where you have 12 guilty and 11 innocent. So you still don't have your majority of two.
You don't have to. But if I've got 23 Dayanim, then I know at least I have the possibility of having so. So if 12 say guilty and 11 say innocent, well, then the guy will be free. So the reason why I have to have a 23 is because at least if I have 12 saying guilty and 10 saying innocent, well, then he will be guilty. But you're right. I always have to have the two. I always have to have the possibility of having a margin of two. If in the final analysis, I don't have that margin and I've only got a margin of a wafer thin one guilty, then he will not be guilty. Now we'll see. There's many, many, many other halachas because we need to discuss what happens if somebody abstains? You will have an even number, etc., etc., etc. So now, the question that does need to be asked is, I'm in the final analysis. We come back now to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We now know you have to have 23 Dayanim. Now, if that's the case, it's rather strange. And this is the question that we left off with yesterday. Because if you have to have 23 Dayanim, it actually turns out that you can never have a majority of two. So this halacha, that the majority for innocent is one, the majority for guilty is two, can actually never happen. If it would be an even number, let's say 22, well, then you could have 12 versus 10. But with an odd number, you can never have a majority of two. You will always have a majority of an odd number, one or three or five or seven or nine. That's what they taught me in math school in Tasmania in London. So therefore, how at the end of the day are we actually fulfilling this halacha of having the possibility of a majority of two? Now, I've got my 23 Dayanim. If 13 would say guilty and 10 would say innocent. Okay, then we all agree that he's definitely guilty. But that's not a majority of two, that's a majority of three. And if one of those guilty Dayanim would in fact go to the other side, so it's not 13-10, it's now 12-11, well then it's a majority of one. So I'm either going to have a majority of one or of three. It's never actually going to be two. So what in fact did the Torah mean? When the Torah says that for innocent, a majority of one is enough. And for guilty, one more than that. I can never have that case. Because once you told me that 22 is an even number and you've got to go up to 23 to have it in an odd number, well, then I can never have a majority of two. So have a look at the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This is our question. It's on the second very wide line at the bottom of the Omud, a beautiful Gemara. Look at the end of that second line. Minayin lahavi oid shloisha. Of course, that was a quote from the Mishnah. Yes, you've got to have 20, Eidah plus Eidah, 10 and 10. How do you know you have to add an extra 3? That's the whole cheshbon we just saw now in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Saif, Saif. What does Saif, Saif mean? All in all, or at the end of the day. L'ra'a, for a guilty verdict, al pishnayim, in accordance with the majority of two, loy mishkachas lo, you're never going to find it. All in all, I understand all the cheshbonos, 10 and 10, and then add 2 and add 1, all very nice. But at the end of the day, I can never actually find a case of a majority of 2. Why not, says the Gemara? Well, work out the numbers. If achad osar mezakin, if 11 say innocent, v'shneim osar mechayvin, and 12 say guilty, well, then I don't have a majority of 2. Akati chadhu. That is still only a majority of chad, of 1. I asara mezakin. So if we'll make the numbers further apart, 10 say innocent, v'shloisha osar mechayvin, and 13 say guilty, well, that's tlosa, that's 3. Tlosa have so either I'm going to end up with a majority of 1, or I'm going to end up with a majority of 3, which means I can never actually have a majority of 2. So how are we going to work out the psukim? The Torah clearly was hinting to the fact that a majority for an innocent verdict is 1, and a majority for guilty must be 1 more than that. Now, by the way, let's not make a mistake. There's no problem in having a majority of 3, or 5, or 7, or 9, or 11. No problem at all. If 17 dayonim would say guilty and 6 would say innocent, well, that's a majority of 11. Well, obviously he's guilty. 17 versus 6, or 15 versus 8, or 13 versus 10, or whatever it may be, is no problem at all. That's not the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is, but do we have a scenario that you will end up with a majority of 2? I've got a case of a majority of less than that and more than that. Well, less than that will not do. Because it's, if it's a slim majority of 1, that doesn't help. L'ra'a. If it's more, it certainly does help. But the Torah clearly hinted to the fact that there is a case, where you can have a majority of 2. I'm very sorry to tell you that if you have a 23 Dayon Bezdin, you can never have a majority of 2. What's the case, Frank the Gemara? Says the Gemara, Omar Abavahu. Here, Abaisai, we are getting a mitzvah Hashem to a brand new principle that we have not yet learned. This principle essentially is going to be learned in a Mishnah, the Be'ezus Hashem, we will all learn together in Daf Mem, which is another 23 Dapin time. Bezrat Hashem, we'll get there b'shal tov u'mutzlachas. What's the principle there discussed in Daf Mem? The principle discussed in Daf Mem is, what happens if the Beis Din cannot come to a conclusion? What does that mean, they can't come to a conclusion? If, for example, one of the Dayonim says, I don't know, I can't come to a conclusion. Okay. So that Dayon is, as it were, now not in the picture. So let's say I've got 23 Dayonim. If 11 would say Chayev, 11 would say Potter, so that's 22 altogether, and the 23rd Dayon says, I don't know. So what do we do then? In England, they call that, Rabbi Yosef, remember, a hung parliament. It's a split decision. What do you do?
It's Sounds to me like he's innocent. Couldn't prove him chayev.
So what do? We only produce, we only say, declare somebody is innocent, as mentioned before. You've got to have a majority verdict at the end of the day. There's no such thing as acquittal. No such halacha exists. No such thing as acquittal. Acquittal in law means we couldn't come to a conclusion. There's no such thing. But here we've got a case where there's no such conclusion. 11 have said innocent, 11 have said guilty, and the last man on the Beis Din says, sorry, I can't decide. So we have a brand new halacha, that is, you add members to the Beis Din. You add members to the Beis Din, you would add another two. So if at the moment I've got 23, I would add another two to get to 25. Now, if that's the case, so let's work out the numbers. I've now got 25 members of the Beis Din, which, by the way, presents all types of interesting problems. Why does it present interesting problems? Because one of the 25 cannot come to a conclusion. He's out the picture. So essentially, what have we really got? 24, which is an even numbered Beis Din, which itself is a problem. But either way, let's get back to our sugya. The Gemara asked a question. How can you have a case of what? How can you have a case of a majority of two? It's always going to be either a majority of one, or it's going to be a majority of three. That was Gemara's kasha. If we now have the principle of adding, the Gemara calls it moisifin. Well, when you add, then you really can have a verdict, a majority of two. How's that? Because if I have 11 saying guilty and 11 saying innocent, the 23rd Dayan is inconclusive. He's out the picture. So really it's 22. I add two more Dayanim. And what happens if both of them would say guilty? Now I've got a majority of two. I've got 13 saying guilty. I've got 11 saying innocent. So I've managed to produce a scenario of a verdict which is based on a majority of two. That's one possibility. Another possibility is, do you remember we said before, this is the last sugya, that how many Dayanim were there on the Beis Din HaGadol? The answer was 71. But if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah was, no, it was 70. Ah, well, if it's 70, that is an even number. Well, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can very easily have a majority of two. How so? 36 versus 34. We can't have that because we hold 71. Therefore, this second answer in the Gemara will not fit according to all opinions. It's a good teretz, but only according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that a Beis Din can be 70, then you can have a majority of two. That's true. So we've got two possible tirutzim now. Quiz question. How can you end up on a Beis Din with a majority of two? We have two possible answers. The first answer fits in with all opinions. The second answer only fits in with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The first answer is in the case of a split decision. So the 23rd Dayan is out the picture. You add two more, you're up to 24. And now you can really have a decision of 13-11. The second answer is a 70 Dayan Beis Din. This would only work according to Rabbi Yehuda. 36 versus 34. So have a look at the Gemara. Omar Abavo. E atomitze. You can never, ever find a majority of two, only in the following cases. Elo b'moisifin. In the cases of when you have to add extra Dayanim, V'divrei HaKoel, that would fit in according to every opinion. That Teretz works according to everyone. Alternatively, Uba Sanhedrin Gedoila, but that does not work according to everybody. V'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that would only work in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, to Omar Shivim, who say 70. So if Rabbi Yehuda says 70, at least according to that particular opinion, you could have a 36-34 decision, which would leave you with a majority of two. So have a look at Rashi. Elo b'musaf b'moisifim. V'divrei HaKoel, this Teretz works according to all opinions. So what's it referring for? It's referring to the following, says Rashi, to Tanan, because we have a Mishnah b'hoyu boidkin later on in Daf Mem, which says, Achad osor mezakin. If 11 find him innocent, v'achad osor mechayvin. And 11 find him guilty. So it's 11-11. The Echad, and one of them, now the 23rd one, Oimer, he says, Eini Yodea. I don't know. I can't cast a vote. I don't know what to vote. So it says there, what do you do? Yosifu hadayonim shnayim koma. So you would add now two more dayonim. Oh, very good. The hashta, now the numbers will work out. Havalei bezdin shokul. So now really I've got an even numbered bezdin. Technically it is an odd numbered bezdin, but practically it's an even numbered bezdin. Why? Because even though technically there are 25 on the bezdin now, but practically one of them is not in the picture. So it's really only 24. The Eino Yoideya, says Rashi, because the one who says that I don't know, command the Lesahu, it is as if he's not there. Once you've said I don't know, well then you're gone. We will see later on in the Gemara what happens if a Dayan says I don't know, and then based on further discussion he says, well actually I do want to express an opinion after all. We'll see. But for the moment, we're considering the one who says, I can't cast a vote. It's as if he's not there. So of my initial 23 Bezdin, really, I've only got 22. When I've added now another two, I've got 24. So again, technically, how many Dayanim have I got on the Bezdin? An odd number, 25. But practically, one of those is not really featuring. So I'm down now to 24. Yeah, Ramesh Zelig, you're looking puzzled.
Yeah, what happens if this person who says, I don't know, is kind of put on the shelf, but you have 12 guilty and 10 innocent?
So then he's guilty because you've got a majority of two. That's exactly the case that we're looking for.
But you don't have to add, there's no Mosifin here.
There is, because 12, 10. No, you're right, that case would be fine. That case would be fine.
We're only talking about a case of 11-11.
Right. So you're asking a good question. Why could the Gemara not talk about a case? Forget Moisifin. Why could we not just talk about 12 said guilty, 10 said innocent, and the last man says, I don't know? The answer is an excellent question. The answer is because I've got to have a Bezdin of 23. So if 12 are fighting the 10, but the 23rd man is out, well, then this is not a majority of 23. At least not a majority of two, of 23. Therefore, by adding to the Bezdin, I've now stepped up. I've now, in fact, got 25 on the Bezdin. One of them technically is on the bench, but he's not really featuring. So it's 24 active Dayanim, and now I can have 13-11. But you're quite right. In the case of 12 versus 10, that would not suffice. Because even though I've got a majority of two, but I don't have the 23, I've got to have 23 minimum Dayanim expressing an opinion. Yeah.
Just to build on that also. Now, you come to a situation where you now have 25, but really only 24. Can one argue than saying, no, that's shackle.
It's not shackle. It's only shackle if I've literally got an even numbered of Dayanim on the Bezdin.
But if we're saying that the one who is abstained or any Yodea, he's not really included anymore.
He's not entitled to his opinion, but he's a Dayan on a Bezdin. It's okay. Still considered a Bezdin of 23. Your question would be valid in the next Teretz of the Gemara, 70 Dayanim according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bezdin HaGadol was always shocking.
Right.
It's an interesting problem. Okay. But either way, let's just now finish off this Rashi.
Rabbi, according to my Shizelik's case, you only need 23 because you can't break even. But if at 22 you didn't break even, you have 10 and 10 plus 2. Why do you need 23? Is that a halacha?
Yes, because that was a gzeiras hakosev, you got to have 23. So that 23 number is non-negotiable as a minimum. So Rashi says in conclusion, therefore, the one who says he doesn't know is as if he's not there. In which case, upashu, what does pashu mean? Pashu means there remains. Upashu lahu chavdalet, which means I now have remaining 24 active dayonim. Ah, if I've got 24 active dayonim, now I can have a majority of 2. Mishkachas lei. Now I can find the case of Alpi Shnayim. How can I have a majority of 2? Yud Aleph Mezakin, 11 saying innocent, the Yud Gimel Mechayvin, meaning these extra 2 judges who are brought in both said guilty, so it's 13 versus 11. That Teretz would work according to everybody. Nobody would disagree with that Teretz, as opposed to the second Teretz, says Rashi. Uba Sanhedri Gedoyla, says Rashi. Le Reb Yehuda. This is a great Teretz, but it only works according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zugois Ninhu, the Bezdin HaGadol was in pairs, meaning it was an even number, it was 70, which, as mentioned, presents a problem in itself, because I thought we have a golden rule that you can't have a Bezdin Shakol, that is a problem. But either way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Bezdin is 70, well then, the whole question was a non-starter. Of course you can have a majority of 2, you can only not have a majority of 2 on an odd-numbered Bezdin. But on an even-numbered Bezdin, of course you can have a majority of 2. So if 36 would say guilty and 34 would say innocent, I've got my majority of 2. It's a wonderful teretz. But that's what the Gemara is pointing out. It only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. As opposed to the first teretz, is not subject to a machlokes. That's the Divrei HaKoel. So we now have answered the question. So again, let's not make a mistake. I pointed this out already. We're not saying that you always have to have a majority of 2. You can have a majority of more than that as well. That's fine. But we've got to have a possibility of having a majority of 2. What is the case that the Torah is referring to when it says there's a possibility of having a majority of 2? We have 2 answers. Either the case of Moisifin or the Bezdin HaGadol, which only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we're going to press pause over here. Next time we'll continue the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to continue looking a little bit at this principle of Maisifin. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody.